record, we'll call to order the general meeting of the Ethics Commission for September 20th, 2018. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Also, at the beginning of our meeting, I would announce that we have two guests of import. We have Ms. Darcy Gallner, who is here visiting as a prospective appointee, or as a future appointee of the state attorney. And we also have J.J. Dixon, who is a future appointee of the sheriff. And we also have Ms. Amani, is it still Boykin?
Boykin,
okay. And she has interviewed for an open seat, and we are here awaiting a recommendation from our search committee, which we should have today. Carla, do you have an ethics thought for us?
I do have an ethics thought. This is a quote from Justice Earl Warren. I've never seen it before, and I thought I had seen all ethics quotes up to this point, but this is an interesting quote. He said, "In civilized life, law floats in a sea of ethics." I just like that imagery.
And we have several minutes for approval. October 25th, 2017, our Ethics Commission meeting minutes. Anyone have any proposed changes?
Second.
I have the wrong agenda. However,
I'm sharing.
So our minutes approval is actually September 20th, 2018. So I'm going to
second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, minutes are approved. Echo Office, do you have a report for us?
Are you going to handle number two first?
Yeah, I was going to ask that too.
No, I'll go to it after we get your report.
Okay. All right, so it's a good report that at our last meeting, the City Council was going to meet to go over our budget the next week, and it was approved, and an increase in our budget to $373,000. So we were pleased with that, and they pulled in our new position. Second thing is I've been working with Councilmember Anna Brochet on her bill 2018-570. That's a bill on transparency. It also has some elements of campaign finance in it that I've been working with the Campaign Finance Center up in D.C. to get some interesting tidbits about what's going on around the country that maybe we can incorporate here. Lastly, the group, the ethics group, is gelling really well with our new people. Andrea is doing a great job with all of the ethics training. She's taking a lot of our materials, and she's just making them pop, look great, redoing PowerPoints. And, you know, so she's been a wonderful addition. Lourdes has got us completely organized and has done a really great job. And, in fact, one of the things, Cherry, can you hand me the manual right here on the top? I want to... This is Lourdes put this together from all of our materials that we had. Ethics Commission orientation new book, a notebook, and it has a checklist for new members and all of the materials that they need to know about Sunshine, all in one package. So Lourdes has been a wonderful addition to the office, and so you know it's just great to not be the only one in the office, to have four of us down there, kind of we're a critical mass now, and stuff is starting to flow a lot better. So I'm pleased that the City Council has increased our budget. And lastly, I just wanted to tell you that last week we had a big group in here from leadership, Youth Leadership Jacksonville, and they rotated in this room. And also City Council, and they were learning, you know, how to present things as City Council members, and they were learning ethics. And they did an ethics scenario in this room, and they all sat up here like Ethics Commission members, and then they actually appointed some of the students to be members of the press, Concerned Citizens, a blogger, and they had like all these various roles for the kids to play, and they did a most wonderful job of being Ethics Commission members. They had to decide a case, and they actually brought up some of the kind of concerns that you bring up in the Complaints Committee, and it was just really interesting to see. And so I invited them all to come to Ethics Commission meetings, and some of them plan to come in the future. So that kind of outreach, you know, sometimes we get so insulated we forget about the community outreach, which is so important. So that's been very successful. And what legislation?
The gift of legislation.
Now?
That's in your report.
Okay. It's in my report. So I thought that was going to wrap up my report, but I see there's something else on the agenda. And this is something that I sent you information on. It's a redraft of Part 7 of our Ethics Code on Gifts. It's been kind of percolating for about 10 years, but we have a lot of inequities in the law. And what I've done is drafted up something that you have in your pack. It's going to be going through City Council in the next couple of several weeks. So if any of you have any comments, please give me a call. And the legislative subcommittee is meeting next week. And so, you know, I'll see if they have any questions. I've been talking to each of them individually. But this basically takes all of the useless parts of the code and eliminates them and then puts in things in plain English that makes it very clear what people can and cannot do in the city. You know, and so Kirby and I have mulled over this, and we've talked to a lot of people in the city. We had a meeting with all the departmental ethics officers in the city. We had about 20 people representing independent authorities and the constitutional officers to really go over what is the best thing we can do to regulate, and this is the result of that work. So I appreciate anybody's comments. Please call me directly, and I will bring this up at the legislative subcommittee meeting, but I hope, you know, that you like the clarity of what we're going to have in the future instead of the mishmash we had.
Thank you. Well, that's fantastic news on the budget. Mm-hmm. And that the resources can be devoted to new and exciting things like a manual for a new member, which would have been very helpful.
Yes.
Had we had those before, so thank you very much. As Ms. Miller pointed out, I was remiss in our number two on the agenda and skipping past it. We have a nominating committee report that was higher up in priority. My apologies for doing so.
We are happy to go whenever you like. You'll see that the nominating committee minutes are here for your review, but to give you some of the highlights of our meeting, which Joe and Mary Bland participated in with me. To give you an overview, the Ethics Commission by code appoints three individuals to serve as members, and in September of every year, the Internal Operations Committee reviews the terms of the commission-appointed members to determine which ones are up for renewal or for reappointment or for replacement. And there's a particular thing to be noted, which is if a commission-appointed member vacates their position prior to the end of the term, the commission members get to determine how the rest of that term should be filled at the next regular monthly meeting. So we started our nominating committee meeting with what I considered a surprising announcement, which was that Ioana Allen has resigned her position on the commission effective immediately. She did that via an email to Carla and to Kirby. So the first paragraph of our internal operating procedure, Rule 7, requires the commission to determine how the remainder of Ioana's term would be filled. And so during the committee meeting, we discussed that and thought, since we were interviewing candidates, we would go ahead and consider the candidates that we were interviewing as potential replacements for both Ioana's and David's, which I'll talk about in a minute. So after going through a process, we had a number of questions that we had prepared ahead of time. We met with the different applicants for the positions. We recommend Ms. Imani Boykin, who you met earlier today, for the seat formerly held by Ioana for the partial term, which begins immediately and will end December 31st of 2019, which was the end of Ioana's term. And so I ask you as my colleagues if that's how you would want to proceed, if I'm allowed to ask that, because you're the boss, but I'm not sure.
Any comments or questions on that? I certainly agree with that notion.
need a motion on that?
The agenda says there's a waiver, so you need to move for a waiver of the rules first?
The waiver is for something else.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes, I'll explain momentarily.
Okay, so you don't need a waiver right now
for
this motion then?
No, ma'am.
Okay, all right, so then, go ahead.
And since it's a committee report, it doesn't need a motion. That's essentially the motion from the committee.
So is the motion from the committee? What's the motion from the
committee?
The committee
is moving that, our recommendation is that Ms. Imani Boykin replaces Yolanda Allen by fulfilling the rest of her term.
So that's your motion?
That is our motion.
Do you make a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes.
And now you can come sit up.
Join us.
And typically, we have people say a few little things about themselves when they take.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm wanting now to put you on the spot. Typically, people just say a few words about themselves when they. This is advanced warning for you two out there and RCJB. Just a few words about yourself to introduce yourself to the committee.
Sure, I'm
sure
a.
Micro.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. I am a practicing attorney. I've been practicing in Florida for the last 14 years. I also practice in New Jersey. I'm a former professor of ethics at Florida Coastal School of Law. I've done some other ethics-related things. I do a lot of pro bono work in the community at all different levels. I work on national committees, state committees. This is my first local committee, so I'm really excited to be here. We practice in the area of Medicaid planning, probate, guardianship, so that's my expertise. I have an LLM in elder law, which I received in December of 2016 after a couple of years of graying hair, I'll leave it at that. But I'm really excited to be here and help out however I can.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you have a shiny new folder that has all kinds of good and valuable information.
Lots of free.
Okay, so our meeting looks even more interesting. So, for some more background information, for terms approaching completion where the current commission member is not eligible for or doesn't want to serve another term, the Internal Operations Committee has another process, which is that they oversee a broad solicitation of resumes. We look for candidates, and then they establish a schedule of interviews and set criteria. And they do that process normally prior to November. So the Internal Operations Committee recommends whether each current commission-appointed member should be reappointed if eligible and or offer new committee or new names to the November regular monthly meeting. And following discussion, we normally vote. And this vote should occur no later than the full commission meeting in December. So what's important for you to know about that is that the seat currently held by Dave Ryback is expiring December 31st of 2018. And the second paragraph of the internal operating procedure rule requires the Internal Operations Committee to administer the application process as I discussed if the person doesn't want to serve another term. And as a reminder, we waived this rule at our previous meeting. It was Rule 7 and we waived it on the meeting in September to be consistent with the practice of the nominating committee fulfilling the function. But that rule also requires that the Internal Operations Committee offer names of Ethics Commission recommended appointees at the November meeting of the Ethics Commission. And so we need to vote to waive this part of the rule if you determine that you want to elect an appointee today for the current seat held by Mr. Ryback. But before you do that, I have to tell you what happened because it's always something. So during our nominating committee meeting, we interviewed three applicants. They were all stellar. We're so happy that you're joining us. It was very hard to make a decision. But we did make a decision because that was our job. And we recommended that Ms. Christine Lyle, who was a former general counsel employee with the city, take Mr. Ryback's seat. And we thought about the third candidate and thought about some options and opportunities for her to serve the ethics commission in a different way. And so that's what we were going to do. However, today, the ethics office learned that Ms. Lyle withdrew her name for consideration. So she is no longer a candidate. And so I wonder if you'll consider one of these two options for us. One is that we truly did like the third candidate. Her name is Ms. Latonya Smith. And so one possibility is that we could move forward with recommending that Ms. Smith fill the position that Mr. Rybeck is eliminating, or we can re-advertise for the vacancy, re-interview, and come back to you with different recommendation. I can tell you a little bit about Ms. Smith, if you like. I could entertain a question. What would you like?
Does your committee recommend the former of the two options?
My committee didn't get a chance to meet about it because it just happened today, a few hours ago. And so because of the requirement to give public notice of a meeting, we couldn't talk about it. I couldn't call them and ask them. And this is the first they're hearing of it, I believe.
Okay.
So I don't know that the committee itself has a recommendation. We can debate it maybe as part of the discussion of the options, because we can either move forward with her or re-interview. And ask for more resumes. I'll tell you, we did invite Ms. Smith to come here tonight, but she had another commitment, which is actually she's volunteering and doing some pro bono work herself right this very minute, so can't judge her for that. She wasn't able to be here. She's also an attorney. She owns her own law firm. She graduated from FAMU College of Law in 2009. She practices law in Georgia and Florida. She's an adjunct professor at Edward Waters College. She's been doing that since 2016. And one of the things she said at the very beginning of the interview process, we asked her, like, why are you interested in serving? We asked all the candidates the same questions. And she talked about how she had challenged her students to become more engaged in, this means, like, civic stuff, government, I talk with my hands. And so she had challenged her students to do that and then was holding herself to the same challenge. And so she's perfectly engaging and seemed very sincere. So that's my story.
And as one of the members of the subcommittee, did you have a recommendation yourself with respect to Ms. Smith as a potential candidate?
Yes, I would be very happy if she was able to serve in Mr. Rybeck's term.
Okay.
I agree with that. Although I'd suggest maybe that we offer a public participation just on this particular issue of the process before we vote one way or another.
Sure. Okay.
But I agree with the recommendation.
And who was the other member, Ms.
Smith? I agree with that, too, to have Ms. Smith
join us.
Wonderful. And just a comment on Christine Lyle. It was sort of her dream to be on the commission, and she had a family medical emergency, and it'll take at least several months for her to get it handled. And so she's really upset that she can't sit on the commission, but we are lucky to have a really good qualified person to step in.
Aside from the procedural issue, which certainly we can invite comment on, does anyone else have any questions or comment before we invite the public to speak on the issue? So hearing none, we would invite public comment to the extent there is any on our proposed waiver of...
Basically, what we would be doing, Rule 7 requires the Internal Operations Committee to offer names to the Ethics Commission recommended appointees at the November monthly meeting. And we need to vote to waive that part of the rule if we're going to move forward with recommending that Ms. Smith fills Mr. Rybeck's position.
Primarily because we're in October?
Because it's October.
Okay.
Almost November.
So close.
So close.
Do we have any public comment on that issue?
We need a microphone.
Would you come to the microphone, please?
No, not that one.
That one doesn't work, unfortunately. It has to be this one.
And if we could pull up a chair, too, if that's one of those. Okay.
That's my concern here. The bowel. Present a white page when you are bringing an appointee, and that's what makes sense if you want the community to be engaged. I'm just a little disappointed with that, that I don't see any information about this person. That's my comment.
Okay, and I think we could probably address that comment in terms of how we advertise the vacancy and and how we efforted to inform the public as to the opening.
I have a copy of it.
Kirby, can I address that?
Mr. Chair, we also had a public interview process, and no member of the public came.
Mm-hmm. Well, aside from the potential candidates who appeared from the public to fill the vacancy, we did receive folks who saw the advertised vacancy and applied. So,
all the materials were presented in a public meeting that was noticed.
Okay, and then in terms of where we posted.
Once you vote on the members, as you know, we put out all the information on the website.
Okay. Didn't we advertise the vacancy on various websites and then
to about 40 in the community?
That's what I'm asking to address the concern.
Right.
So that the question that was raised by the public mm-hmm. is sufficiently addressed.
If I may, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
As I understood the concern expressed in public comment, the gentleman that was giving public comment would like to have seen something, a paper about the potential nominee, and I do have a copy of her application and resume, I believe, with me that I'm happy to show him and make a copy for him.
Okay, and perhaps I misapprehended his concern. I thought his indication was the public had no idea that this was going on and that we were appointing someone.
No, he just wants to know more about the nominees.
Okay, and is that something that's posted on our website or can be?
It will be.
We don't post resumes and applications on our website.
Summaries will be posted so that people know, and of course the resumes and everything were public record at the meeting last week.
And then later on that you confirm that.
Right, and that it is a whole other process where their resume is attached. So there's information out for the public.
Okay. That sufficiently addresses the issue. Are we ready for a vote? Or?
With this position not taking office until January, do we want to just wait until next meeting? Or do we want to proceed now?
If you think there's any reason it would be beneficial, but we can start training and we can start working with the person, and before you know it, the rest of the year will just be gone. So, you know, and I don't know when we're going to be meeting again. It could be closer to December or in December or not at all. I mean, depending on the issues you have. So it's better to strike while the iron's hot.
I'd also rather give the council more time with the appointee. We make this appointment in December, then we give the council has to move much quicker because the office would take place in January. If we make an appointment mm-hmm. now, the council has 2.5 months to vet
mm-hmm.
the
appointee. And additionally, the mayor's office is looking at this candidate too because we liked her, and so we passed her name on because the mayor has an appointee. So I imagine that she might be picked up by the mayor, if not us.
Do we have any further opposition to a motion to discuss, or are we in a position to vote?
Point of clarification, did you have a motion for the vote?
There hasn't been a motion.
No,
there's okay. I'm going to suggest that first we clarify that we're going to waive Rule 7 since it's October. So our committee...
Make that motion.
No, I guess I'm making it because... I'll make it on behalf of our committee that we waive that part of Rule 7 regarding the timing of the nomination recommendations.
Okay. Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes.
And then the second motion on behalf of our committee is to invite Ms. Tanya Smith to take the position that's being vacated by Dave Ryback. Beginning in January 2019.
Do we have a second as to that motion?
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service and helping us get some new members.
Thank you.
It's your first appearance on the minutes. So that's great.
Okay. Office of General Counsel, do you have a report?
No report. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a report from the complaint committee?
No.
No complaints.
Is there a report from the legislative committee?
Only that we're meeting next week, I think the 29th, to take up what's been pending so far, as previously reported, and we will probably add to our agenda what Ms. Miller was discussing as far as this proposed bill on this.
Mr. Chair, at the last meeting, as reflected in the minutes, there was a bill that was introduced by Councilmember Brochet, 2018-570, on transparency. And because Juana Allen was on the Transparency Committee, you referred it to her committee. She's not here. So I think maybe that bill, because the Legislative Committee does not have enough to do, really, that maybe that bill could be referred for them to take a look at.
Sure.
So it has a home?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fine.
Do we have an open government or outreach committee report?
Juana, no.
Or any members? No report?
No.
Maybe.
I don't think I've been a meeting.
I think. Okay, so in new business, we have a proposed waiver of internal operating procedures, Rule 5, and election of commission chair and vice chair for 2019.
Yes, if you recall, we talked about this at the last meeting, and I also sent out an email that if anybody was interested in holding leadership position for next year to get in touch with me, and a lot of you are term limited, rotating off, we have had two excellent people come to the forefront for these positions. We have Joe Rogan for chair, Alan Schmidt for vice chair, and so no one else has expressed an interest, it's such an excellent choice. Anyhow, I would say that if there was a motion on that, you could proceed with that, but you'd also have to waive Rule 5 that says we do it. When do we? We're supposed to do it at a different time.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just waiving
December.
So we can do it earlier instead of in November.
Right.
Yeah.
Do we have any public comment on the waiver of Rule 5 so that the commission can elect chair and vice chair for next year? Hearing none, I think we can so move. Do we have a motion?
Motion to waive Rule 5?
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, so we've waived the Rule 5 requirements, and now we can discuss our candidates, who I completely endorse and think will do an excellent job, and that's my opinion.
Campaign speeches?
Sure. thank you, and I'd be honored to serve as chair next year. I've really enjoyed my 2 years on the commission so far. It's been very productive. It's been character building, being on bringing the complaints committee this year, and I've really appreciated my two colleagues who've worked with me on that, and it would be my honor to serve next year's chair.
And our honor to have you. Should the rest of our commission members so vote?
And say similarly that I very much enjoy being on the Ethics Commission. I've learned a billion things, and I only have 7 billion more to learn. And I would be happy to serve as the vice chair if you'll have me.
And I certainly hope that we do.
Too.
Okay, so I've expressed my opinions. Anybody else have any discussion? All right. Do we have a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you both. Yes.
Congratulations. It'll be an exciting year.
It will be.
And Carla, we've got another new business. I was posting the draft and final minutes for the commission and the committees. Is that a website posting that we have previously mentioned?
Right. And just to brief everybody on this, it was last year where the commission had a discussion about this and decided that we would not post our minutes on the website until they had been approved by the whole commission. And then because of change in staff and various other factors, the beginning of this year, we were going with like 6-7 months of our minutes not being posted online, which isn't good. I mean, if you're meeting like uniformly every month and you can approve and you keep them going, even then My argument a year ago was that the public's entitled to even have the draft minutes while we're pending approval. But certainly when it goes months and months, that's not good for us because we want to set an example that minutes are posted and they're posted promptly online. So we posted them all, and there are revisions that get made, but, you know, anyhow, here's your choice. We post the draft minutes within a couple of days after the meeting and get it up there, and when you approve of the final ones with the corrections, we take that off and we put the final approved ones up there. Or the second choice is what you decided last year, which is you wait until it comes to the commission and you finalize the minutes before they get posted. There's a compromise position, which is option number three, which is that we wait until you finalize them, but if it's past 45 days, then the draft minutes go up. So, I mean, those are options that, but we have been posting them. Like when we went into the budget, I did not want City Council to take a look at our website and see that we had all these notices of meetings and no minutes posted, you know. So we conferred with the chair, and the chair agreed that we should just go ahead and post them and get them up there for transparency. So we did that, and Lourdes now is so fast on the minutes that we really get them done within a day or two, and then we can have them up for the public right away. There might be things that aren't quite, you know, that we need to tinker with at the next meeting, but I vote for the transparency, but I'm going to vote. So anyhow, those are your three options, or there's probably a fourth or a fifth, but I wanted to get direction from you because your last direction a year ago was wait until the committee finalizes it, and we haven't been doing that for the last 2 months. We've been posting them faster. So whatever you want to do, we'll do. We just need direction.
Do we post something like with a draft watermark or something like that?
It says draft pending approval.
It says that again, the title of the document.
On the title of the document, we post draft and the date.
We could do the draft watermark too.
Sure. I've seen some other city agencies that do that with the draft watermark. Always thought that was useful, just so people don't use that as evidence of something that hasn't been confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And is it also the case that the signature line is blank?
Mm-hmm. I like the draft watermark. We can do that.
With those ideas in mind, I'd make a motion that we go with the idea of drafting prompt or filing, posting drafts promptly.
Sure.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
It shall be done.
And I think that's a good idea, the watermark. So.
One thing, Mr. Chairman, I think as part of the nominating committee thing, we probably should vote on the nominating minutes, just because that committee probably won't meet again for a long time.
Okay. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I
move to approve the minutes of the nominating committee of October 15th, 2018.
I'll second that. I read them. They're good.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? All right. Now we have our general public comment session. Do we have anyone with public comment today?
Comrade, I'm sorry, but that microphone doesn't work. If you could use this one.
This is like IG screening committee select the last meeting when I was trying to give my really impassioned speeches on the need for permanent.
Would you like to pull up a chair, sir?
What?
Would you like to pull up a chair right now?
Right. Final speech I gave after attending all the selection committee meetings year before last and the second inspector general. The last meeting, they were having a similar situation, and Steve Rohan took one of these and stood there and waved it around my face and asked me questions the whole time I was trying to make my ending comment, which did not get posted in the minutes of the meeting anyway. So anyway, I'm used to the wand in front of me. I wasn't expecting to speak quite yet, but something I was talking to Ms. Miller about after the meeting last time, 9 years ago, September is when I came here the first time, and from and following JCCI study, they had recommended the reinforcing, bolstering, implementing of bolstering the Ethics Commission, and what she was really getting a lot of really good coverage for what she had been doing with trying to bring back the Ethics Code that had been on hiatus for 37 years. It was simply de facto since the fourth year of consolidated government. Along with that, the Truth Commission was another of the three-legged triangle, three-legged stool to work hand-in-hand with the Ethics Commission. They're like a very fine local think tank. And the third was to implement a permanent inspector general. They had the experimental first-time inspector general, Pam Markham, was appointed by the mayor, I think a year or so before that. And at the end of 2011, the end of the business year, when we got the ethics, the new Ethics Code and Commission voted through, the True Commission was voted along with it to be maintained, and the IG at that time was eliminated for, I think it was 5 years before the reselection of a permanent independent inspector general, which was Tom Klein. But that meeting, the first one I came to here, was the one where Marvin Edwards, who passed away a few months ago, who was a really efficient example of what a true gadfly can accomplish as an involved citizen for over 50 years in Duval County, Jackson Valley, in Florida politics. But he was always dogging how the tax dollar was being used and so on. And he had spent 5 years trying to get attention on questions about how the money had been used to implement the Super Bowl host committee and the entire situation surrounding the business of the Super Bowl. And it was completely kept silent by the mayor's office, for the most part, the general counsel. And he finally got several attorneys involved with him, and all the local media chimed in, and Ms. Miller with the Ethics Commission, and Ms. Markham. And that meeting was when they made the press release announcement that they had finally opened up the files after 5 years of resistance. It was 20, as I was told by the reporters that were allowed to see it, it was like 22 file boxes of paperwork. And basically got down to a study in very, very loose accounting with an awful lot of money. And
Mr. Chair, we have 4 minutes.
From what the reporters have said, it was made to disappear again after something like 2 months after his five-year fight. But it was a very big epoch in the city government, and partly because it was in conjunction with going ahead and driving this organization into proper format and the writing of the new ethics code and the formulation of this body the way it is now. Anyway, I wanted to, and I'm not on the Ethics Commission, and Ms. Miller and I have an understanding about that. One thing I wanted to say before I stop is I was just flabbergasted a while ago to see Ms. Allen had stepped down, because the last time I did submit an application, I was so far outdistanced by her, especially after I saw her perform the first time in a meeting. Without a doubt, she was a real asset to this organization, and everybody should be very proud to have been able to serve with her. I don't have any idea why she left, but it's quite a loss.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Conrad.
Thank you.
start the timer thing.
You're welcome to, sir, just that the mic is possibly not tall enough.
I can speak loud.
Okay.
Yeah, I can stand with Scott with the African American Economic Recovery Think Tank. First of all, my first dollar for the reef, the Edward Exum Consolidation Reef in the river. My $1 donation. I'd like to put that on the record. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, many more will come here. My concern right at the present time concerns 50 years of consolidation. I'm talking about the sewage that was in the agreement of consolidation concerning the north side. When I think of Estes, and I have read over a couple of times, sorry about that, Mike. I can do better about it. It's appalling to me that the African-American community on the north side, when something was guaranteed in consolidation, is still a problem today. Over the infrastructure on the north side of Jacksonville, for all these years, we still have this problem. I mean, something guaranteed to us in consolidation, and that have not been addressed yet. I'm appalled by that. At any time it comes to the African American community, we have to bathe for what is right for the hours. And that's what I'm here today about, because we talk about ethics. When is this city going to have some ethics? Now, this is just the beginning of the first thing that I will be addressing as time goes by, and I will be putting it in writing. Because this city has a history of mistreating the African American community. Now, what have we done to anyone but follow the law? And we still have to deal with this issue today in my community. People who have paid their dues in the city, law-abiding citizens on the north side, and you don't have, six males come through, and we still not have received proper sewage. And the reason for that, because property value, you're talking about leaving something for your child, you know, and everybody here concerned about it who have kids, family members, want their legacy. Well, part of our legacy is our wealth. And I'm appalled by that. And I'm going to say it once again, because it hurt my feeling every time I come into the city council, and I've been going there for 64 years, ever since I was a baby. I used to be made corn back in the day. My family used to come through. I come from a middle class family. I am demanding that the money that is due to those citizens in that community,
Mr. Chair, 3 minutes,
is paid. And very soon. And I hold Ethics Commission responsible. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Do you have any further announcements? I think we've handled all of the action items.
We did?
Okay.
We're good.
All right, we can adjourn.
Thank
you, everyone. Oh, please.
Sir?
Yes.
We have our letterhead. I assume that will be changed now. And does that affect any of the work we did today in terms of how we post things with the letterhead? Because it has Ms. Allen on it. Doesn't have our new member on it.
What occurred prior to the new member taking her seat, like in the SHAVE meeting, would be on our stationery as we exist today, and then from now on it will have our new member on.
Oh, thank you. I just thought we ought to.
No, that's
good.
Sure,
we thought about it.
Good reminder for Lourdes. She rarely needs reminders, but.
Yeah, I know. Probably not, but good to let us know what this expectation.
Thank you.
We are. Thank you.
Yeah. 6:31.